It's time for Radio Real Estate with Mike Kent. Sponsored by Windermere Real Estate, Bank of the Pacific, Linden Sheet Metal, and Pacific Northwest Homes Magazine.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Real Estate on a pretty decent Saturday morning. And looks like we're going to have a gorgeous day tomorrow. It can be nice today. Take advantage of it because the long-term forecast is going to probably keep us inside quite a bit. Hey, I want to run down the numbers of this week in real estate, and then we're going to be following that after a short break. We are going to have a look on the inside, behind the curtain, if you will, of the Port of Bellingham. And we're going to talk about how important it is, what the port does both as a organization that helps draw economic vitality in that, but also they're responsible for probably some of our biggest assets as taxpayers for Whatcom County. So we're going to learn a lot more about the port. It is more important than you might expect, and we're going to learn how that operates. We're going to have a guest in the studio this morning, sitting Port Commissioner Mr. Dan Robbins, and he's going to share with us how they go about doing their business. But first off, here are the numbers for the last 7 days in Whatcom County real estate. On the residential side, single-family homes in the last 7 days, we've had 66 additional homes come onto the market throughout the entire county. And interestingly enough, we've had 66 homes also go under contract. So the inventory remains steady and relatively low, and prices continue to inch up. Some of the categories are starting to slow a little bit. The over $400,000 range is starting just to slow off a little bit as some of those sellers get out ahead of where the market truly is. So we're starting to see some price reductions in that range. But the 350 and below is as hot as ever. The average size of the homes that came onto the market this last week, around 1,958 square feet. The average size of the homes that received accepted offers, 1,980 square feet. The all-important price per square foot number, we are looking at about $209, the average square foot price of the new inventory that's come on the scene, versus $217, an actual higher number, which is unusual for those homes that received accepted offers. So the market's doing great. Inventory is still relatively low. Interest rates, well, I don't have to go there. We all know how amazing that continues to be. We're in about our fourth year of incredible, incredible interest rates. And we're probably going to see a very, very interesting start. I'm going to start talking a little bit about the first quarter of 2018. I know it's a ways off, but our patterns are pretty consistent. And based on the inventory we have now, we'll probably see that inventory continue to drop as few people bring their properties on during the holiday season, Christmas and Thanksgiving and that. And then come the first quarter, people generally bring product on. But I think it's going to dip so low this year that we're going to go into 2018 with low inventory, and we may very well see a repeat of last year of tremendous increases in certain categories as inventory is at record low levels. But we'll talk more about that later on. When we come after a break, we are going to talk about the Port of Bellingham, your Port of Bellingham, as soon as we come back.
Happy anniversary.
It's not our anniversary.
It's Ralph's Floors 50th anniversary sale with up to 50% off select Mohawk carpet. We're celebrating by replacing our flooring.
Happy anniversary indeed.
Celebrate 50 years of Ralph's Floors and Mohawk's anniversary sale. Stop in for the lowest prices of the season with up to 50% off on the perfect flooring for your home. It's the perfect carpet for families with kids and pets. Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean offers the best of both worlds with premium softness and inherent stain resistance all in one carpet. Regardless of the amount of traffic or number of cleanings, the resistance to stains and soil lasts for the life of the carpet. Visit Ralph's Floors for their 50th anniversary sale. Learn more about the toughest, easiest to clean carpet on the planet and take advantage of the lowest prices of the season with 50% off select styles. The Mohawk Anniversary Sale. Now through October 28th, only at Ralph's Floors, your local Mohawk Color Center dealer on Front Street in Linden.
Do you need a home inspection? Are you buying or selling a property? Pillar to Post, the leader in home inspections, can help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Pillar to Post will give you a clear, unbiased evaluation of a home's condition. Their inspectors are fully trained, certified, and insured. State-of-the-art equipment is used, including moisture meters, temperature sensors, and carbon monoxide detectors. The report contains photographs of problems and gives you the knowledge you need to make an informed decision. For professional inspection services you can trust, contact Pillar to Post online at pillartopost.com.
They keep you in the know and on the go.
You know, after our nice dry summer, be really careful. The water on the roads, all the oil that's been getting on, dripping out of people's cars.
The experts from Bellingham and Burlington Automotive, Panacea Automotive Repair, Dr. John's Auto Clinic, and Engler Automotive.
Be really careful, and it's almost like you're driving in snow for a while until the roads get clean.
Yeah.
In the Shop, 9 to 10 a.m. every Saturday on KGMI, News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and KGMI.com.
Welcome back to Ready Real Estate. This is Mike Kent, and my guest in the studio this morning is a longtime friend, business associate for many, many years, Mr. Dan Robbins. And I wanted to bring him in because we are going to talk about port business. We're going to talk about what the port does, what the port owns, and actually, a port owns nothing. We own it by way of the port, I should add, and give you a better understanding what this very, very important portion of Whatcom County is really all about. Dan, a lot of people usually don't really pay much attention to what the port's activities are. They kind of take it for granted. But every time they step on an airplane or they see a ship come in and out again in Bellingham Bay, there's so many levels that the port's involved in. I think most listeners don't know. Give us kind of a rundown of the assets and the things the port is responsible to manage and make sure it goes smoothly.
Well, good morning, Mike. Yes, you're correct. A lot of folks don't understand what the port does. That's good and bad. It means the port's running their business as usual, and people don't get concerned about it. But we have a lot of assets. And number one, the airport. That was a big undertaking to remodel that airport, redo that runway. But then they don't think about all the real estate around there by different businesses. Woodstone Pizza Ovens is one of the shining lights in that area. They started small and have grown big and created a lot of jobs and sell pizza ovens worldwide.
In the former hockey arena, as a matter of fact.
That's
when
right.
It remodeled that. It's interesting. I travel, as most of us do, and you can be in the Bahamas and you walk in, there's a Woodstone oven.
That's right.
From Bellingham, Washington. So, yeah, it's a great example.
So, and then in the outlying area around there, there's a lot of port property and a lot of businesses that are out there. From there, you go into the marinas. Roughly 2,000 boats in marinas, whether they be pleasure craft or fishing boats. That includes both the inner and outer harbor of the Bellingham Harbor, and then also on Blaine. And then all the industries that come with those marinas, whether it's Seaview North or Colony Wharf, repairing boats, hauling boats out, and all the marine trades that are involved in that area as well. And then as you start around the waterfront, we have, of course, our beautiful waterfront development that we're just getting started on. That property sat empty for a good 12 years, and had the port not stepped up and it had not been for the refineries with the Matka money, I think that would have been a brownfield for many, many years, because no private developer would ever invest $100 million just to clean up the facility.
That's what it costs to get it tidied up.
It will be over $100 million in environmental cleanup.
Now, you just mentioned some money, the
Matka money. That the state legislature appropriated from the five refineries, two in Anacortes and two in Bellingham, and I think one in Tacoma, and it comes from some other sources, but it's basically from those refineries. A percent of money on every barrel of oil, and it didn't. You know, people think, well, that's not much. Well, at one time, it was close to $150 million a year.
A year.
A year. That would come in from that. Now, everyone for a long time thought it was on a barrel of oil. It's on the price of a barrel of oil. So when it goes from $100 down to $50 a barrel, we just lost all the environmental cleanup money just got cut in half.
So that money is set aside. Is it held in trust, if you will, by a government agency, and then they disperse it, or do you apply for it by way of grant? How does that work? I had no idea about that. That's interesting to know that every time a barrel of oil is moving through the plant, say a BP, there's something come back to protect us environmentally.
Absolutely. And that money was earmarked for environmental cleanup. And there's 175 ports in the nation. 75 of them are right here in Washington State.
Wow.
And it's not just ports. Cities or counties can use it for environmental cleanup too, but it's the ports that are on waterfronts that have most of the environmental cleanup. We have 13 sites. They're not all right at the GP site that we need to clean up. So that money was set aside. The legislators appropriated that money, and it was working. First of all, the money was flowing in, and at one time there was over $300 million in that fund because ports couldn't get their jobs going fast enough to utilize that money through the permit process, and it just took too long. So the Department of Ecology put out appropriated more jobs, approved more than they had money for. So because it kept building up. In fact, it built up so much, the politicians couldn't stand to see that much money. So the Department of Ecology said, well, you can fund us, and the money that's coming from the general fund to fund the Department of Ecology went back into the general fund, and they funded it with the MODCA money. So when you take the Department of Ecology taking the MODCA money, and then you take the price of oil dropping, and then twice as many jobs approved, the MODCA money is now in the red.
Interesting. When I come back from the break, I want to talk about how the acquisition took place of the former GP site. I'm really keen on the Georgia-Pacific site because having traveled the country like you have and seeing places like the Inner Harbor of Baltimore, Maryland, I use that as an example, a former industrial site that turned into one of the most magnificent assets of any city along the coast, east or west, and I always envisioned that Bellingham could look something like that. When you come back to break, I want to talk about how it came that GP fell into the hands of the Port of Bellingham and us as taxpayers, and the fact that it sounds like anyone in Whatcom County could have afforded the price tag at that time. We'll be right back.
Believe it or not, mortgage rates have dropped recently, so it may be time to buy a home or consider refinancing to lower your payments on your current home. A variety of loan programs are available, offering terms, rates, and down payment options to fit most budgets. You can even apply for your loan directly online. Just go to bankofthepacific.com or give your local branch a call to set an appointment. Bank of the Pacific, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. NMLS number 417-480. All loans are subject to credit approval. Certain fees and restrictions apply.
The Walk-In Health Clinic has been providing affordable health care in Whatcom County since 1992. Open 7 days a week, closing only for Thanksgiving and Christmas, their staff is there to help you, whether it's the flu, minor injuries, travel vaccinations, or sports physicals. Open 7 days a week from 8:30 to 5. Call the Walk-In Health Clinic for approximate wait times at 734-2330 or just walk in. Located in the Old Bunks Medical Building at 2220 Cornwall in Bellingham. Online at walkinhealthclinic.com.
The DeWard & Bodie 71st Anniversary Sale is happening now at all three stores, where you'll find massive savings on all major home appliances, mattresses, and furniture. Celebrate huge cashback rebates from Whirlpool, LG, Maytag, GE, KitchenAid, and exclusive triple rebates from Samsung on select appliances. Find clearance markdowns on high-end brands like Bosch, Thermador, Sub-Zero, and Wolf. Save up to 40% on Ding & Dent open box and blemished models at the Outlet Center on Hannigan Road and in Burlington at the new Retail and Outlet Center. Refrigerators, freezers, laundry sets, ranges, wall ovens, and so much more are all on sale. Get massive savings on floor model beds from Tempur-Pedic, Serta, Beautyrest, and more. Right now, buy with no money down and no interest for 18 months on select appliances $6.99 and up, or 48 months on select mattresses $39.99 and up. OAC, see store for details. Plus, get up to a $500 DeWard & Bodie gift card on select purchases. Celebrate 71 years of the best prices, selection, and service during the anniversary sale on now, only at DeWard & Bodie.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KGMI News Talk 790 or the Cascade Radio Group.
Welcome back to Ready Real Estate. I want to thank two of our sponsors right now. First of all, Windermere Real Estate, with offices conveniently located in Linden, Birch Bay, Fairhaven, Bellingham, and of course, the Windermere Kiosk in Bellis Fair Mall. Soon they will be opening, next month, as a matter of fact, they'll be opening their brand new offices in Ferndale. So we're excited about that. Also, I want to thank Pacific Northwest Homes Magazine, the print venue of choice we use to get our clients' homes in front of as many potential buyers as possible, both north and south of the border and throughout the Washington State Ferry System, for example. If you're traveling on one of the ferries, the largest ferry system, I believe, in North America, you're going to see Pacific Northwest Homes Magazine sitting there waiting for you to discover our clients' properties. So we're talking about the Port of Bellingham, and it's interesting, Dan. A few years back, a good friend of mine, a real estate colleague, came into my office and said, hey, I just bought a building that had burned in Linden called Delft Square. And I said, wow, that's exciting, because I envisioned they're going to do all these wonderful things. He said, how much did that cost you? And I think he said $10. Well, that was a small amount of cost. I understand the GP site wasn't a great deal of money in terms of the purchase and sale agreement.
Well, Mike, that was well before my time, of course. But the way I hear the story, it was for a dollar, but no
cash.
One had a dollar cash. But no one
no
had
finance contingency. Just cash.
No one had a dollar on them, so I think it was actually $10.
$10.
And you have one of the biggest environmental cleanups in the state of Washington.
And how many acres of land did that entail? I mean,
well,
roughly.
80 acres on that
of
side.
Of waterfront, yeah. Yeah.
Well, not all on waterfront, yeah. But on waterfront property.
So what you were really buying was the opportunity to take on the responsibility to handle one of the most challenging sites probably on the coast.
And actually, when you count the ASB Lagoon down there, it was more than that. But I'm referring to just the GP site.
Yeah. So the port buys the site. Obviously, it would make sense a port would buy it because it's proximity to the water, et cetera. Was there any pushback at the time? Do you know? Do you remember? Well, I don't remember whether the port should buy it or the city should buy it or whoever should buy it.
Sure. With almost any government agency purchasing something, there was a certain amount of pushback.
Yeah.
But
which is healthy.
Sure. But I keep going back to the fact that if the port didn't have access to Motka money, they probably wouldn't have purchased it because it would have been too difficult to clean up.
So let's say that money wasn't available to do the cleanup. We're talking about $100 million plus. What would that site have become? Would it just stayed mothballed and capped, if you will, into eternity?
You can go around the country and look at sites that are just like that if you've ever been to Syracuse, New York.
Yeah.
And seen the industrial.
That's why I'm not in Syracuse, New York.
The reason Mike and I are laughing about that, we were in Syracuse, New York together talking just about the broken out windows many, many years ago.
Yeah, we were. Yeah.
So so the port purchased the property, and then all the legalities of how clean is clean started in, and your interpretation of how clean is clean might be different than mine. Depending on what it's going to be used for, is it going to be capped? Is it going to be a park? And all of that work started, and it takes time.
And that doesn't happen quickly. I know that we as citizens of Whatcom County, I think everyone appreciates the potential of what that site could be and will be, but we're not a very patient lot.
And, you know, you're right, Mike, and I always tell people, I use an analogy of Barkley Village. Rob Fix, our executive director, who's one of the best executives I've ever worked with, gave me this analogy, and I've used it for a long time. Barkley Village is like 22 years old right now.
Wow. Can you believe that, how much they've done in a relatively short time?
Well, but stop and think about it. It's 20 acres. It's taken 22 years. That's about an acre a year.
Yeah.
And they're still not complete.
Well, and I would imagine the first 5, 6, 7 years, you didn't see anything happen. That was all happening behind the scenes.
Right. And so here we sit with the area of 30 acres to begin with right here. So be patient. Believe me, there's no one more than the Port of Bellingham that wants to start recovering some money from the investments and all the work that's gone into the cleanup of that site.
Well, plus a city like Bellingham, any location like we have here in Whatcom County, Bellingham in particular, you're talking about a significant piece that really is a game changer for the whole region. And you only get one shot at it to do it right. And it needs to take time, because we're not talking about creating something for you and I. We're talking about creating something that will carry on to our children and our grandchildren beyond, because ports aren't made like spec homes, and waterfront development areas aren't done to be completed a year or two. You're creating the truly the future of what that community is going to look like.
And part of the tough part of it is it's not just the port doing it. We had to partner with the city and wanted to. And Kelly Linville, Mayor Linville, and Rob Fix have worked really well together. And we partner with them, and then we partner with a developer. So now you have three people at the table. So there's not one person making the decision. And there can't be, because we don't do parks and roads as well as we do job creation. And so everybody has to work together to bring this to fruition. Now, if it went too fast, we would steal from downtown or some other district. And you don't want to do that. You want everyone to thrive if they can. So you're going to see a lot of movement here in the next year. The roads are going in.
And we're going to talk about that movement and things to expect. Some things have started to show up in the papers and on the news just in the last couple of weeks. And suddenly people are murmuring the fact that, hey, things are happening. We're going to talk more about that when we come back from the bottom of the hour break. First of all, though, we're going to talk and hear from Jefferson Livingston of Pillar to Post. And I think today he's going to talk about interruption of service, electrical service. He's going to talk about ground fault circuit indicators. You're thinking, what is that? We're about to find out.
Well, who knows what a GFCI is? Well, a lot of folks don't. It's a ground fault circuit interrupter. Often you'll see the outlets in the kitchen or bathrooms. They have a couple buttons on them. Well, those are set so that they trip before you get shocked. The other thing that can happen with a GFCI is that it can trip when you don't want it to trip. Let me explain. They're not typically made for like a freezer or a fridge, especially the older ones, because when that motor in that freezer or fridge kicks on, it can send a bit of a jolt through that and sometimes trip those. Reason I bring this up is a lot of times we'll see people put a freezer or fridge in their garage and they plug it into an outlet that may not have a GFCI in it, but it is protected by one. That surge can cause them to trip at the least convenient times, like Thanksgiving, when your food goes bad. So check where those at so you can get your food to last you a little longer.
Finding the right home takes buyers and sellers, real estate agents, Americans, Canadians, and the right resources to get you there. That's why I use a Pacific Northwest Homes magazine. This is Mike Kent. I've worked with Wayne and Lisa at Pacific Northwest Homes magazine for years, both in print and online. It is the area's most comprehensive guide to real estate. For home buyers and realtors, it is the most powerful tool you'll have to buy, sell, or list a home. So pick up a copy of Pacific Northwest Homes magazine today or visit them online at pnwwhomes.com.
Elections matter. They can impact your wallet, affect your rights, even change the course of our country. I'm Deputy Secretary of State Greg Lane. To vote in Washington's general election on November 7th, be sure to register online at myvote.wa.gov before October 9th. It's fast, easy, and secure. You can also register in person at your county elections office. That deadline is October 30th. Your vote is your voice, so speak up and be heard by registering to vote before October 30th.
Sponsored by the Office of Secretary of State and aired in cooperation with the Washington State Association of Broadcasters and this state.
KGMI News Update.
KGMI News Time 10:31, 47 degrees in Bellingham, heading for a cloudy high of 52 today. Hot, dry winds are continuing to fan flames in Northern California today. 17 fires burning at this hour in the region. At least 35 people are dead and more than 5,700 buildings have been damaged after a week of wildfires there. ABC's Lindsay Janice reports from Santa Rosa in Sonoma County.
These fires are on the move, being driven by stronger winds. We had fresh evacuations in Sonoma County overnight. Authorities have been asking people to pay extremely close attention to emergency services, warning these fires are very unpredictable. They can change minute to minute, hour to hour, and that is what we have been seeing.
Body camera footage released yesterday shows a sheriff's deputy braving flames to rescue a disabled woman and get people to flee the wildfire devouring Sonoma, California. The video shows Mark West driving straight through flames to get evacuees to safety. Whatcom Community College is in contention for the $1 million Aspen Prize. It's up against five other community colleges in the state and 144 nationally. The Seattle Times reports judges will select 10 finalists and then choose the winner next year. The prize recognizes colleges with exceptional results for students. A new Amazon app aims to give parents a degree of control while their teens shop with their allowances. Amazon's now letting parents fund and manage online shopping accounts for up to 14 users with unique logins. Teens get free rein to shop around to a point. Parents get to approve purchases via text message. The Wall Street Journal reports Amazon VP Michael Carr is saying this approach is better, in his words, than parents giving teens their logins or their credit cards. KGMI dependable forecast, going to be cloudy and 52 today. Light southeast breezes on the water, some rain up on Mount Baker. Sun's back by lunchtime tomorrow, warming to a high of 59. Showers Monday and 62. Then just cold Tuesday through Thursday and rainy. Highs each day around 53. 47 now in Bellingham. Mike Davis, KGMI News.
From ABC Sports, I'm Joey Waller. College football second quarter, Michigan 6, Indiana nothing. NC State leads at Pitt 14-7. Texas Tech in front of West Virginia 21-10 at a lightning-delayed start for TCU and Kansas State. How about Syracuse upsetting number 2 Clemson 27-24 last night at the Dome? Coach Dabo Swinney's program suffering its largest upset in 40 years.
Great opportunities, you know. We missed kicks, and you know, we didn't take advantage of opportunities. They did, and give them credit. But man, I love my team. I love these guys.
And Cal runs over number 8 Washington State 37-7 in Berkeley. Luke Falk, 5 picks, sacked 9 times by Coach Justin Wilcox, D.
They came out and fought. You know, we weren't perfect, but they fought for each other, and that's what it's all about, and really proud of them.
Elsewhere, Astros edge the Yankees 2-1 in their ALCS opener. More on that coming up next. This is ABC Sports.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the taxpayer hotline today at 800-441-1943. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone. 800-441-1943. You'll speak with qualified professionals who'll tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. And they'll deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you don't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you already are in a payment plan, you can still get relief. New IRS settlement policies have opened the doors for a fresh start. But hurry, this won't last forever, and your tax problem will only get worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It makes a big difference in who you call. So call the taxpayer hotline today for free information. 800-441-1943. 800-441-1943.
Brought to you by South Coast Tax.
Those Astros grab a 1-0 lead in that American League Championship Series, getting by the Yankees 2-1. Dallas Keuchel, 7 shutout innings, fueled by Marwin Gonzalez gunning down Greg Bird at home on Aaron Judge's 2-out single in the 5th for Houston skipper A.J. Hinch.
At our ballpark, you never concede a run on a base hit to left, because the depth that the guy plays at is just shallow enough to where if you're not an elite runner, it's hard to score on a base hit right at the guy.
Game 2 this afternoon, Luis Severino pinching against Justin Verlander, and Jose Quintana opposes Clayton Kershaw tonight with the Cubs visit L.A. opening that NLCS. Elsewhere, the Cavaliers trading forward Richard Jefferson, guard Kay Felder, and 2 second-round draft picks to the Hawks for the draft rights to 2 European players. Thus, Cleveland creates 2 trade exceptions, while Atlanta is expected to waive Jefferson and Felder. Jefferson, of course, winning a ring in Cleveland with LeBron James and company a few years ago. And Alex Rodriguez admitting he greatly regrets using steroids, interviewed on an upcoming edition of Joe Buck's show Undeniable on DirecTV's audience channel. A-Rod says being on the juice has cost him millions and possibly a spot in baseball's Hall of Fame.
He's got that late movement on both sides of the plate. I thought our at bats were much better against him the second time through the lineup. And
Joey Waller, ABC.
Stay connected with KGMI and get the latest breaking news and talk show topics instantly. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at KGMI Radio.
Welcome back to Ready Real Estate. My guest this morning in the studio is sitting Port Commissioner Dan Robbins. And how long have you been on the port?
I've been there 4 years.
4 years. And you came, it's interesting, obviously you came out of the business sector. We were involved in business for many years together. and you went into a government agency and opened up your briefcase, pulled the drawers open to your desk, loaded your pencils, probably expecting it to be a fairly bureaucratic, typical government machine. What do you find?
Well, you know, Mike, I really did. I've always been a skeptic of government, like a lot of people in our community. But when I got to the Port of Bellingham, I saw a well-run, well-organized, well-managed team of people that made things happen. Now, granted, when you're going after permits and you're dealing with a lot of contracts, things take time. But the port's very compartmentalized. We have a director of real estate that does an outstanding job. Our environmental cleanup is really great. We've got a director at the airport that runs our airport. And the shipping terminal, we have a director down there. That's up and going. I'm probably leaving some out because there's seven directors. But we're doing, we can walk and chew gum at the same time. We can pat our head and rub our stomach at the same time because, and the biggest part of it is our executive director oversees those folks. You know, at the commission level, there's only three people that we hire and fire, and that's the executive director, the auditor, and the legal team. Those are the only three people that the commissioners are directly responsible for hiring and firing.
Well, you guys got a tall order because looking at the Port of Bellingham website, which is portofbellingham.com, if you want to see it, it's a great site, lots of great information. You guys go to work each day as commissioners, and your job, according to the goals, which is interesting, you've got a government agency that has established precise goals, but they include promoting Whatcom County as a place to do business, manage expansion and recruitment of leads, and provide access to economic development resources, and work closely with partner organizations and communities. There are many more layers in what your roles are as a port as a whole than there is as a business. You could have a big corporation that owns a lot of real estate holdings throughout the county, and they're fairly narrowly focused. You not only manage the real estate, you also have to work with people bringing business here and have to address a multitude of concerns. And the port, probably like business in some sense, you have competition. There's more than one port. There's 75 ports in Washington. So when it comes to things such as environmental cleanup or attracting the next business entity, you're not the only game in town.
No, that's absolutely right. But we plan really well. We have a good budget process, and we have what I refer to as strategic goals. And each year you update those, you talk about those, you talk about where we are on them. And, for example, the ongoing development of the waterfront is just one of our goals. Let's see, we have a bunch of other sites that we need to clean up, so ongoing environmental cleanups.
Way beyond GP, there's...
Oh, you bet.
13 sites.
13 sites, yep, maybe down to 12. A couple of them have gotten cleaned up. But we also then work on expanding the marine trades. That's a big deal for the port. While at the same time trying to grow our airport. That's a everyday process, trying to get more airlines to come to Bellingham. And then the redevelopment of our shipping terminal and log pond area. And then you had add to that the economic development and job creation arm of the port. And then all the time we're working on trying to fix infrastructure, aging infrastructure, Blaine and Bellingham and anywhere where bulkheads are falling down. And we just got to keep all that up. So there's a lot of balls in the air at the same time.
When I get back from the break, I want to talk to some of the things that have really hit the front pages in the last few weeks, last couple of months, about the site. And we'll start with the granary building. There's some things happening there. You drive by and realize, wow, this is actually going to happen. We're going to hear more about that as soon as we come back. Our guest, Dan Robbins, sitting Port Commissioner, Port of Bellingham.
They're a portal for attracting business from out of the area and an essential part of a vibrant community.
Join us for the Bellingham Whatcom Chamber of Commerce Annual Awards Dinner on Thursday, November 30th at the Four Points Sheraton in Bellingham. This is your chance to network with more than 400 of Whatcom County's industry leaders. Go to the event calendar at bellingham.com for more information and to RSVP. We look forward to seeing you at the Annual Awards Dinner presented by Bank of the Pacific.
Mount Baker Roofing is proud to support coverage of our local high school sports games. At Mount Baker Roofing, they believe in the community like you do, and they utilize local products such as ICO, manufactured in Sumas. Mount Baker Roofing specializes in re-roofs, gutters, and new construction for residential and commercial projects. Their Whatcom County team can complete your roof quickly and with the quality and craftsmanship that you need, all at a great price. Call 733-0191 for a free estimate or visit them online at www.mountbakerroofing.com.
The Morning Show with Dylan Honkoop.
Better find out about the whole water thing. Oh, yeah, I heard there was something going on with wells or something. Yes, there is something going on. It's amazing how many people aren't plugged into all this. And that's why I have promised to stay with this issue to the bitter end.
Each weekday from 8 to 9 on KGMI News Talk 790.
96.5 FM in Bellingham.
And KGMI.com.
Welcome back to Ready Real Estate. I want to thank two more of our sponsors, the Bank of the Pacific. Continue to work with Mr. Mike Gish and the other loan officers up. They do a great job. I got to tell you what, if you know anyone, particularly people are going to come visit you during the Christmas season, Thanksgiving. There's going to be a son, a grandson, a daughter, granddaughter that are renting a place right now somewhere in Whatcom County. No better gift you can give them, I think, to let them know how important it is if they're going to stick around in Whatcom County, in Bellingham, to own a home and to get out of the rent cycle and increasing rent cycle and secure their financial future. And people like Mike Gish of Bank of Pacific can show them how easily that can be done. And also I want to thank the folks at Linden Sheet Metal, located at the corner of Guide in Maine. The ideal time is right now to make sure that your heating system, I hate to even talk about this, but your furnace has got to be tuned up, working great. Last night was the first night my wife and I were saying, you know what? Fall is here. It dropped down to about 38 degrees on the way home from Bellingham last night to Birch Bay. So get that system checked out. Get it serviced. Don't wait till it's real cold and everyone's on the phone. Get it done ahead of time in Linden Sheet Metal. Are the folks to get that done for you. Dan Robbins, a good friend, a business associate years past, and he's on the Port Commission. He's my go-to guy when I want to know what's going on at the port, and I do want to know what's going on. Our listeners are starting to hear about some changes, some improvements, some development that's taking place. Let's start with the granary.
Well, that's interesting, Mike. If you remember back in the granary, the big discussion was, do you tear it down or do you save it? They were very polarized.
I say debate might be a better
debate. Do you of course the big deal there was the ivy heart on the side of that building. My gosh, my wife said she didn't care what we did down there, just keep that heart. So that was a big discussion, and I'm glad we saved it. When you go inside that building and you see some of those 2x12 walls that they've saved and exposed now, it's going to be a beautiful facility. And that was the cornerstone to start the whole process. On a 2-to-1 vote, voted for a board mill to become a beautiful conference center and hotel. Harcourt, if you go on the website and you Google Harcourt and you go to the Titanic Center, you will see a hotel that looks exactly like that building over there in Belfast. And so when Harcourt got here and got the bid and they came and looked it over, they really liked that building. They wanted to repurpose that, which I didn't think anyone would do. And so they have some ideas for that. That'll probably be project number 4. Once the roads are in and the granary's up and going, there's a Waypoint Park that's going in right next to the granary. For public access, right to the water. It'll be really a nice park. And next to that are going to be some condos and then some office buildings. And, you know, the Planning Commission, and when they put this process together, what it was going to look like, they did it from about 3,000 feet so that as you progress, you can make changes to it. And knowing it's going to take a long period of time, people's ideas and thought patterns and what they want actually change. So it's nice to be able to be flexible to make those changes when need be.
You know, it's very interesting. I believe the port is in the same obligation of other government entities where you have to have a certain percentage of artwork, if you will, or creative art
to go into the site. If you go down to Bellingham Technical College, you'll see some amazing sculpture work, and that's part of that program. And I see the Herald had a picture of, it's ironic, that one of the things that was probably the most toxic will be one of the most striking artistic pieces to go on the site.
Yes, we want to work with the tribes. We want to work with Western. We want to have a cultural center down there that people who come visit and go there can see the culture of the community.
And the big acid ball that they put acid in is now going to be lit up, and that'll become an iconic site.
That's really going to be cool, and it's going to be right by the Waypoint Park there.
Yeah. Who comes up with ideas like that? Is that... Surely it's not the port. I know you're not artistic, Dan.
You know me too well, Mike. It's a lot of different people that come up with ideas. The city has great ideas, and the community, actually. We have public meetings, and the community people come up with thoughts. We saved what you ever want to call them, the digesters down there that look like rocket ships. What are you going to do with the rocket ships? You know, why people ask me, why are you keeping those things? There are going to be some nice art that's going to be around that community.
And there's a 1 acre park they're going to start on. That's going to open in pretty soon, I understand.
Waypoint Park, you should be able to be down there this coming summer.
Excellent. So what are you going to do, talking about the park? We have a park not too far from there called Whatcom Creek, and that has been a real challenging park to maintain and keep safe and inviting because, frankly, the homeless population has kind of made it their park to a large degree. Going forward, can we expect that park to be safe for everyone to enjoy without having second thoughts or reservations about going down there, say, after dark?
Well, we certainly hope so. And that's really more with the city. It'll be managed by the city. Cleaned by the city, a city park more than the more.
But again,
an
example where you're going to collaborate and work with the city to solve, because there's so many fronts that are combined efforts, and you guys have a mutual interest.
We do, and what makes these things work is people have open minds. And once again, I give credit to our executive director, Rob Fix, and the mayor of Bellingham. Sure, there's hiccups along the way, but as long as you keep that focus of we want to develop a beautiful waterfront with public access for this community, and both those folks have that their number one goal.
I'll sum that up to healthy collaboration, sounds like to me. When we come back from the break, I want to talk a little bit, change gears a bit, and talk about when things don't go right. We're going to talk about emergency preparedness and management, because the port also has that responsibility. We'll be right back.
Chilly or warm? Oh, doggone it, Daryl. It won't make up its mind.
What won't make up its mind, Larry?
The weather. One minute it's getting brisk and cooling off, and the next minute it's 70 degrees. I can't keep up.
I know what you mean, buddy. And it sounds like you need to get yourself a Lennox heat pump from Linden Sheet Metal.
A Lennox heat pump? Is that what you got at your place?
Yep, and I don't know how I lived without it. It keeps my indoor temperature consistently comfortable, whether it's chilly, hot, or humid. And it's so energy efficient that it's saving me money every month.
Consistently comfortable, huh? Well, the weather might not be able to make up its mind, but I can. I'm calling Linden Sheet Metal today.
Delivering effective temperature control, Lennox heat pumps keeps your home's temperature exactly where you want it. We have options that can lower utility costs and fit most budgets. Check out the current Lennox rebates up to $1,600. Call Linden Sheet Metal for a free estimate to upgrade your heating system. Linden Sheet Metal, on the corner of Guide and Main beside John Deere.
Join KGMI for a great night out for a great cause. Brigadoon Service Dogs provides free service dogs to veterans living with PTSD and other service-related injuries. KGMI is proud to present a Veterans Day fundraiser for Brigadoon's Canines and Heroes for Independence program. Friday, November 10th from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Underground in Bellingham. Rock to classic rock from Sunset Superman. We'll have a live and silent auction, and it's just $10 to get in the door. All proceeds benefit Brigadoon's program to provide free service dogs to our vets. Friday, November 10th, 7 to 10 at the Underground. Have a great time and help us support Brigadoon Service Dogs, Canines, and Heroes for Independence program. Proudly presented by Jaeger Sporting Goods, Panacea Automotive Repair, Rain Country Refrigeration, Chihuahua's Mexican Restaurant,
American Legion Post 7, and KGMI. News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and get tickets in advance at KGMI.com.
The KGMI Morning News, 5 to 8 a.m. each weekday.
I wake up, I turn on the radio.
KGMI, News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and KGMI.com.
Welcome back to Ready Real Estate. And I want to remind everyone, every Saturday after I leave this program, I head north and I go up pretty close to a port facility. I go up to Semiahmoo-Spit, and we're up at Semiahmoo Shore. I'm there every Saturday from noon to 5. I invite you to come up and see me and get a look at what are the tradespeople of Whatcom County have created. We have about 50 to 60 people there every single Monday through Friday, and often on the weekends as well. If you want to see what carpenters, electricians, flooring people, roofing people, designers, builders, if you want to see the top of their game in Whatcom County, and these are local folks, I invite you to come out and see that, if for no other reason. I think you'd be very proud of what Whatcom County has put together up at Semiahmoo Shore. I've got Dan Robbins here, and we've talked about things developing at the GP site. We've talked about the assets. We've talked about the decision-making. There's another very, very important aspect of the role of the port and the port commissioners, and that is the things that are unplanned for. I think back, it wasn't that many years ago, we had a terrible, terrible fire on port property in down in the marina. What would happen, for example, if tragically we had one of the airlines that come in and out of our airport have an incident? We had a small incident the other day, but those types of things, you guys are also on the front lines for emergencies also.
Well, we certainly are at the airport, but we also have the Emergency Management Center that is on port property, that if there's a disaster, all the elected officials have one place to go, and the county, the city, and the port are all there together. There was some talk about moving 911 operation into that building out there as well. That hasn't happened yet, but I saw it really in action, and some people, half the people listening probably won't like what I have to say, but when Donald Trump came to town, you talk about some confusion.
Whether you like the man or not, it created confusion.
I saw everyone come together. I saw the State Patrol in that building, the State Patrol, the port, the county, the city, the sheriffs. Everyone was in that building, and it was buzzing, and it was crowded.
With 2 days' notice? Well, if that.
But then afterwards, they had a wrap-up on what went well. What did we do really well? What do we need to improve on? Because, I mean, just from his plane landing and the security, and then the security at Linden, getting the convoy up there, I mean, it was just a lot of pieces in motion, a lot of people working to make sure public safety was number one. And so I'm proud of that emergency management facility we have out there.
And we're unique, too. Here you have a port on a international border as well. So you've got those shared agencies, those overlaps that can help and support one another, but also it provides a different level of concerns and responsibilities.
You bet. And, you know, it's amazing. I watch Rob Fix work on a daily basis, our executive director. And, you know, when something goes wrong at the port, it's all on him. Now, he delegates it to his directors, but it always comes back to that man. And we even can fend it off of as a commissioner. Well, it's the staff's fault. But we all work. I really enjoy working with everyone at the Port of Bellingham. I really do.
Well, I can say as a professional realtor in Whatcom County, and we do a fair amount of commercial business as well, the staff that works for the port are excellent, be it Shirley McFerrin, Steve Shipman, many, many years, was just an awesome conduit for us to get the information that we needed. Rob Fix is excellent, and I would say the level of service is as good as, if not better, than any private sector entity I've worked with in the commercial real estate world. And my compliments to them.
One thing I was really impressed with, you know how frustrating it is to call a business and start going through all the dialing of...
like trying to get the cable hooked up? Yeah, I get it.
We still have someone answer the phone at the Port of
Bellingham. Yeah, you don't go into that. You don't go into the choose number one, choose number two.
No,
you're talking
great.
To a real person.
Yep, and they can get you in the right direction in a hurry and... No, it's for a government agency, it's a well-run agency.
Well, and I know the port works really well with the private sector from the real estate perspective, because we often are the first folks to have a business take interest in our community, and the collaboration is part of what makes that work. And I don't think we would have people like Preferred Freezer in Whatcom County without that private-public cooperation.
You bet. That's right. And that's a huge facility in Linden that's really nice for the community.
Yeah, and wonderful stuff. Well, I'm really looking forward to what happens over the next few years with the GP site. I know there's a lot of other great things going on as well. And I'm hopeful that we will get more good jobs here in Whatcom County. And one of the important aspects of that is the port doing their business. And I think they do a good job of that. And the airport project, what a great example that is. The largest building construction project, I believe, in what, last 40, 50 years in Whatcom County.
You bet. And Mike, that is a priority with us, is to create those jobs. That's what ports were originally designed for, and that's the focus that I've had the whole time.
If someone wants to talk to a port commissioner, are they going to get voicemail, or are they going to get to talk to that commissioner?
I put my cell phone out there all the time, every time. Dan Robbins, call me, 360-305-4211, anytime you want. I return every phone call to every constituent.
Excellent, excellent. And well, say hi to Mr. Fix for me. And
I will. And, Mike, I want to thank you for all you do in the community. My wife is with the Assistance League. You do their auctions when they had them. Every time I turn around, you're out there somewhere emceeing this or that. And thank you for what you do in the community as well.
You're very welcome. And as Dan will attest, I think part of that is because I'm home after 17 years of traveling North America. I love to stay busy, and I'd much rather stay busy here than be by ourselves off in some city in the United States.
Well,
and you
thank
and I,
you for what
we've
you
been
do.
To all of them.
Oh, we have.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Dan Robbins, our city and port commissioner. And it's great to hear a little bit more insight as to how the port serves us and a wonderful asset for Whatcom County. I want to thank you for listening. Again, come by and see me. I'll be up at the Semiahmoo Shore open house from noon to 5 today. We're open there 7 days a week, 12 to 5. Love to show off what we put together out there. Thank you so much. I'll join you next Saturday on Ready Real Estate.
HD2, 92.9 KISM.
And 96.5 FM in Bellingham.